It remains uncertain whether Connecticut lawmakers will be back in Hartford before the end of the year to fix a looming deficit in the state budget that they passed in October. WSHU's Abong Odama reports.
Connecticut law requires that the governor and state legislature take action to bring the state budget into balance if there is a deficit that exceeds 1% of the budget. That's already the case for the 2018 fiscal year that's projected to be about $208 million in deficit. After meeting to discuss the matter with Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy last week, state legislative leaders and the governor came away with different understandings. Here's what Governor Malloy said.
The leaders of the House and the Senate informed me they want to get this done by Christmas, and they want to find money to undo some of the cuts that they had, quite frankly, failed to do themselves and had shifted to me.
Republican Senate President Len Fasano had a different take. He said Malloy has to come up with a deficit mitigation plan before lawmakers consider a special session.
We won't get his deficit mitigation plan till after New Year's Day. I can't react to it till we see what it looks like.
That dispute aside, Malloy put down a marker for what he's expecting from lawmakers.
Whatever they do, temporarily or long term, at least has to start with balance. The idea that they're going to change the spending plan and then kick it over to me to make the hard decisions is not acceptable.
Republican and Democratic legislative leaders are to meet again this week, but there seems to be little enthusiasm for a special session before the end of the year. Ebon Udama, WSH News.